Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on... It is... Christ almighty, what am I doing? It's Boxing Day. What am I doing on the 26th of December? It is Boxing Day and also it's a big happy birthday to Suggsy. Poor old Suggsy, he is unfortunately stuck in his flat on his own. Didn't escape Hertfordshire in time to get down to his parents in Somerset. So he has had to spend Christmas and Boxing Day on his own. And not only Christmas, but Boxing Day is his birthday. So I'm sure you will all join me in wishing Suggsy a happy birthday. I think he's just sitting down and doing a bit of punting. And on but the note of birthdays, I've got a massive apology. And in Kim Jong-un style, I am awarding somebody a second birthday because I forgot one. Steve Benson, I'm really, really sorry. It was Steve's birthday on the 23rd. And his wife, Claire, in a very organised style, contacted me on the 18th. And unfortunately, Claire... 5 days, I've got a memory like a sieve. I barely know what day, I didn't even know it was Boxing Day, barely know what day it is. So I made a note of it, and then by the time the 23rd came, I forgot. Steve, I'm changing your birthday, you're having two. Now your official birthday can be the 23rd, your FTS birthday, which we'll all celebrate, is now Boxing Day. I hope you've had a great birthday, Steve. I hope you've had a nice Christmas. I hope you enjoy a good second birthday. I'm going to give you, because of my lapse of memory, a £25 free bet, Steve. So email me and I will, what bet you want to have, £25, and I will put it on for you. And apologies, Claire. I do genuinely apologise. I made a note and I just forgot all about it. Useless. Absolutely useless. But happy birthday for the 23rd and the 26th to Steve Benson, who now shares his FTS birthday with Suggsy's official birthday. See, it's all fixed. No problem. Right, I hope you all had a good day yesterday. I hope things went well. Some very strong entrants in the Christmas dinner. I will announce that on tomorrow's pod. She's a bit behind today. I bought her about a £2,000 sewing machine. She loves making stuff, Sam. And she's busy tied up with that and getting that set up. So we'll get round to that in another time. Flipping sewing machine. Absolutely saw me coming, didn't they? But that was her Christmas birthday. She was going to set it up with the animal, so she was going to use it when she got back. But because she's not going, she wants to get stuck straight into it. We have got some football today. Did the ultimate yesterday. Obviously, the games are today and tomorrow. And then we've got teams playing on Monday. I have got a couple of football bits and I've got some horses. So let's do that first. We have got... hopefully this gets out in time, but if not, mentions 12:20 Weatherby Eagle De Guy, 1:15 Kempton Hold the Note Win and Place Eagle De Guy Win, 2:05 Weatherby Windsor Avenue Win and Place, and 3:00 Kempton Lost in Translation Win and Place, and actual pod horses 12:53 Imperial Icon, 2:20 Wolverhampton Big Country. And 3:30 Wolverhampton Papa Stour. Football wise, foosball wise, we have got some good games on today. There, Arsenal Chelsea tonight. Old Chrissy Spreadsheets algorithm put up a home win. I think that had been on the old too much brandy on the Christmas pudding. That one. We have got a first half goal 3:00 at Bristol City versus Wigan. Wickham. I'm all over the shop. Bristol City, Wickham. First half goal. Again, 20, well, however you want to play it, 20, 25 minutes. A first half goal there. And I've got a 70 minute goal at Cortric versus Ghent. That's a 5:30 kickoff. So if it is, if there hasn't been a second half goal by the there hasn't been a goal by in the second half by 70 minutes in Cortric Ghent, then do drip lay the current scoreline. So if it's 1-0, start drip laying under 1.5. Sorry, my phone was going then, I got a bit distracted. So that's Courtrick Ghent, second half goal, if nothing, by 17 minutes. And Bristol City Wickham, a first half goal. Obviously, all the news now is people having the vaccine, and we're now going to have the, well, as well as Brexit, and obviously everyone blaming that, they got the deal done. We're now going to have the anti-vaxxers and the pro-vaxxers out. Obviously, I don't think anything's going to get moving unless people take this vaccine. Don't know enough about it for the anti-vaxxers. I haven't looked to see what their exact argument is. I did see the old Bill Gates is tracking everybody. I do wonder what Bill Gates wants to know Doris, who's 94 in Middlesbrough, would be doing when she's had the vaccine. But answers on a postcard, you anti-vaxxers. Why would Bill, because Doris, 94, she had it yesterday. Why would Bill Gates want to know what she's doing? Let me know. But I know it's a very emotive subject with some. Not something I know enough about, so we'll let them crack on. I'll read up on it when I get a bit of time. Right, have a lovely Saturday Boxing Day. Enjoy the time with your family still. That's what you should be doing. And I will be back with you all tomorrow. And Stevie Benson, enjoy your two birthdays.